You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Online Radio Network, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with the star of our show, the founder of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Doing good. I think my head is starting to swim.
All right. Well, you know, we're going to go like bam, wham, thank you, ma'am, and we're going to be talking about systemic enzymes today and how they can impact your life and restore vitality to you. And the founder of Wham Essentials, Inc., which is William Wong, a PhD, a member of the World Sports Medicine Hall of Fame. So amazing credentials from Dr. Wong. But before we get into his story, what are systemic enzymes?
Beautiful question. Essentially, two types of enzymes in the major class. Some enzymes are used in the digestive tract. You know, that's most of the enzymes that people think of. You know, and we have been talking about it on our shows a lot. We talk about a carrot when it's cooked; it's lost its enzymes. So on. Those enzymes are used in the digestive system to decompose food.
Okay.
The systemic enzymes are used elsewhere in the body, on the other side of the border, so to speak, you know, on the inside of the body. And they are used for a great variety of processes, from moving calcium out of your bone, back into the bone, making your skin stiffer or softer, making your muscle more flexible or less flexible. Every sort of an operation that the body is carrying out that involves moving things, you know, moving one piece of something to another, involves an enzymatic transaction.
So everything that happens in the body requires enzymes.
Yes, enzymes are essentially the movers and shakers, the shovels and picks and the all the tools that the body is using for moving things, changing things, rebuilding, deconstructing.
Cool.
There are about 30,000 identified enzymes.
Wow.
But we should talk only about a few.
So when normally... Is there a way of getting the enzymes into the body that doesn't require food?
Well, anything that you ingest.
There's no other way of getting an enzyme except through your mouth, right? That's my point.
You could possibly inhale stuff and get it in through the lungs, but that's not commonly done.
That's not normal, right?
Right. No, it is taken in through the food. Yes.
Okay. So if we're using all of our enzymes to digest our food, we're not getting a lot of, my point being, we're not getting a lot into the rest of the body to do its work.
Right. Well, the first thing about the systemic enzymes, you know, when you take a systemic enzyme as a supplement, or when you take an enzyme as a supplement, if you eat it with food, it will primarily help you digest the food. If you take it before you eat, like if you take it on an empty stomach, there's no food to be digesting. It'll go through the stomach into the small intestine and will be absorbed into your bloodstream directly. That's when it will become available as an enzyme to be used for the systemic work. So you could have the same enzyme, you know, if you take it with food, it'll just get used up in the digestion. If you take it ahead of your lunch or ahead of your dinner, it'll be used systemically.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Well, hey, who cares, right? What can it do for you?
What can it do for you? How does it work?
Well, you know, the typical deficiency of systemic enzymes is showing itself as a stiffening, hardening, and aging. You know, like your typical human body is at its peak performance somewhere around 24, 25 years of age. your brain has fully matured and your enzyme reserves are still good and all that. Come about age 27, your enzyme supply starts diminishing, and it goes downhill from there. And you start seeing the signs of aging in people, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anything between 22 and 27, you know, we look to top shape. After that, things go downhill.
Not so hot.
The work that Dr. Wong has done mostly focuses on fibrinolytics. Fibrinolytic lysis is in taking things apart or digestion. Fibrin or fibrin, that's the tissue that your body creates as a connective or as a scar tissue. You know, like when, for instance, you cut yourself, it's the fibrin that gets put into the gap to fill in the hole. But you also get to see it. It's no longer perfect. It's not like that the thing that grows back together doesn't grow seamlessly. There actually is something in between. Something like that happens when you exercise. You know, when you push hard against resistance, you cause actually a micro tear in the muscle fibers. And that gets filled with fibrin. And if you had an enzyme that would eat away that fibrin, you would be able to go back to exercising tomorrow instead of having to wait 2 or 3 days until your body recovers sufficiently so you're not hurting tomorrow. Remember how they tell you need to do your upper body on Monday and legs on the Tuesday and something else on Wednesday, and then you can go back to the upper body on Thursday, right?
Yep.
Well, if you are on fibrinolytic enzymes, you can do the whole body on Monday and go back right to it full load Tuesday.
Wow.
Actually, there's something quite related that you would relate to this. The illness known as fibromyalgia.
Yeah.
Got its name from fibrin, from fibers, and stiffening. And it's an illness that's essentially an inflammation in the muscle, and it responds rather well. If you have that problem, it responds rather well if you're supplementing your body with enzymes, especially the fibrinolytics.
Wow.
And another famous fibrin problem is the fibroid tumor in ladies. They develop these usually in their uterus or somewhere near there. I actually had a really interesting story to tell. One of our clients took the enzyme that's called Zymitol by Generation Plus that's based on serrapeptase. Please remind me to tell you what that's made of. But anyway, she took the serrapeptase in sufficient quantity to burn off the fibroid in her uterus. You know, it took about 6 weeks to dissolve. It did disappear. It used to be size of a fist, and it became just undetectable, gone. And she called and said, I have a side benefit for you that should probably make you even more money than the fibroid tumors, and that's this. It completely made disappear all of my stretch marks.
Wow.
And it's totally logical because, as I mentioned earlier, scars, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stretch mark is precisely that. You see the white line that forms as the body tries to repair itself from a rip because the tissue wasn't elastic enough, separated, and then the stretch mark develops because it's a scar that's put in there as repair. So number one, if you're changing your weight drastically quickly, whether you're gaining weight because you're pregnant or you're just putting on weight or reducing weight, systemic enzyme would help you a great deal to reduce the damage. But even after the fact, it's quite effective.
Oh, very neat. The whole idea that we could be getting rid of some of our scars.
Yeah. Well, all of the stiffening and hardening, whether it's hardening of the arteries or stiffening of your joints or, stiffening of your muscles and all of that, that all is fiber. And a good fibrinolytic enzyme will do a rejuvenation job on that.
Very cool.
That's why you have got that bottle of xylitol from me before, right?
Mm-hmm.
You must feel a whole lot better since then, don't you?
I do. I could not imagine not having xylitol in my life now.
Yeah. I'm sure I told this story before. This friend of mine, athlete, 56-year-old fellow, who had gone skiing to the Alps, and he didn't used to be able to ski at all because he was he had emphysema, and took the enzyme to help him deal with the scar tissue in his lungs, and indeed it completely cleared it, and he was first diagnosed with emphysema and then completely free of it. Anyway, so he went with his friends skiing in the Alps in Europe, and that's up high, that's like 2,500 meters up high. It's like 7,000 feet. Anyway, he said on his first day on the slope, he did a face plant where his legs went out, they caught the edge, and you know how those skis just both take off at 45 degrees out. So
yes.
He did a 90 degree leg split all the way out to max extension and face plant at the same time. He said, if it weren't for the enzyme, that holiday would have ended right there.
Right.
He said, I just simply upped the dosage from my regular 9 a day to 24 a day and kept on skiing. No problem.
Nice.
Yeah, or this other story I had, this was this lady, she was an entertainer in somewhere, New York City, I think. And she called up and she said, I want to perform better. I need to feel younger, 36, and I'm starting to feel it's getting better. What can you do? I said, well, it's the systemic enzyme. And I said, but look, you need to figure out your activation dose. And Dr. Wong writes about that too. The activation dose is for the enzymes. They need to start this enzyme cascade, where the it's sort of like starting a fire in a fireplace. You strike the match, and with the match you light the piece of paper, and with the piece of paper you light the kindling, and with the kindling you light the bigger sticks, and with the bigger sticks you light the log. It's that sort of a thing. You need to keep on increasing the enzyme dosage until the cascade begins. And all of a sudden, the feeling is unmistakable. People call it, feels like $1 million. Or, to a 35-year-old, it feels like I'm 18 again.
Right, right.
Which is pretty much like $1 million. Do you remember at 18... bulletproof, immortal, no problem.
That's right. You could do whatever you wanted.
Yeah. And you know everything, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all that.
Oh, it's so nice to think I knew everything again.
Wouldn't that? Yeah. That's testosterone. That's another story.
Right. So the idea of the enzymes are really, as we're growing older, we have less enzymes, so we're not feeling maybe as energetic, or we don't bounce back as well as we did before, and we keep thinking, well, we're older, so that's normal. But the fact is that if we had the same number of enzymes today that we had when we were 18, we would basically
feel like 18. It's sort of like rebuilding an engine on an old car, right?
Yeah.
Does the old car not feel like a new car when you have a new engine in it?
Yeah.
Or when you replace the worn parts, like if you have the suspension, the tie rod ends and whatever else is worn out, you just go to a shop, put new stuff in it. Does it not ride as tight as new?
Yeah.
It does. Same thing for the body. If it's physiologically behaving at 24, it is 24. Anyway, so this lady called me back and she said, Martin, I have found my activation dose, and it's 30 capsules a day. I said, well, that's about $200 a month, right? And she said, yep. But you have no idea what I can do with this body. I didn't know I could exercise like this. I didn't know I could perform like this. It's just fantastic.
That's awesome. And
course,
that's because of the systemic enzymes that we're talking about.
Systemic enzymes present. All of a sudden, all the scarring, all the stiffening, all the hardening caused by the fibrins are being eaten away. It's just going away. So anyway, the fellow that did some research in enzymes and was hired as the original promoter for these enzymes was Dr. Wong, William Wong. He's actually a naturopath. He's MD and PhD and karate black belt and a few other things. He's a specialist in male health. He understands a lot about hormones, like testosterone and how all that works. So he's the go-to guy when it comes to restoring the male, what shall we call it, potency, the youthful ability to reproduce again, or at least try. And also the athletic, he's an advisor to all kinds of athletic performing people, teams and whatnot. And so he has done some research to come up with an enzyme product that would be systemic in two ways. There are two types of enzymes. They're produced by a pancreas naturally. And these are like trypsin and chemotrypsin and a few other things that it's discussed on the pages. I guess if somebody's really interested in doing the in-detail research, we have posted the information. It's on the Life Enthusiast website under Brands, WAM, Essentials. WAM actually stands for William and Michelle. Michelle is his wife. And the pages are there. So go ahead and read it. It's got the references and the chapter and the verse and all of that.
Okay. That's awesome. I was just actually reading part of it. I thought it was quite amazing because he wanted to make a product that had kind of long-lasting effects, so that it would go into the body and stay in the body and work for a while, as opposed to just kind of jump in and jump out.
Right. Yeah. Because when you take a digestive enzyme, it digests the first meal, and then that's that. It's used up. It's gone. That didn't make any difference, but in what he's put together, it's how the common vegetable enzymes are over half a day at best.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit more about Dr. Wong.
Well, I mean, I've had a good number of conversations with him. He's done a lot of research into hormonal replacement and what works in the body and what it takes to get the body working right. And his research shows that, oxygen is important. Oxygenated tissue is part of the peak performance. And for that reason, he has formulated it. Activated oxygen product, we have that available. He has found that toxins or presence of toxins causes acidity in the body fluids, which in turn causes lack of ability to transport oxygen. So again, your energy goes down if you're toxic. With that, he has got a zeolite product. And this zeolite is mixed actually with humic acid, which is another important ingredient in healthy living. Humic acid is the acid that's present at the root level of all plants.
Mm.
That's the substance that's used in creating the uptake condition for minerals. So again, it helps detox, and it helps uptake good minerals. And then he has also formulated something called the Enkindle, which is a libido enhancer. It's a product that works the same for both men and women. It's not about getting an erection for ED. It's not like a Viagra type of thing. It's an enjoyment of the experience type of a supplement when you're enriched with those type of plant materials. The experiences you have are a lot more like you used to have when you were first getting into the act. I don't know if you remember it, but it used to feel a lot more intense back when you were trying something.
No, I can't say that I have that recollection.
Oh, you don't remember the intensity anymore?
I don't remember the difference. I don't perceive a difference in the intensity.
Well, blessed man you are.
Maybe it's just me, but or I'm just such a late bloomer.
Okay. Well, I'm here to report that when your hormonal levels go down, you'll notice it differently.
You notice it differently, right?
Or else maybe, Scott, your memory is just simply gone.
Well, I think my memory is just trying to make me feel better about myself right now, for sure.
It reminded me, honey, when I take off my glasses, you look so pretty to me.
Yeah, that's right.
Please step closer. I can't see your wrinkles anymore.
So I want to just briefly touch on the zeolite again, and we may have mentioned quite a bit of it in our last show, but I think one of the things that's we seem to be living in a very toxic environment, and between like maybe mercury leaching out of our fillings, or if you're in traffic a lot, or even if you're driving through industrial areas, you come into a lot of heavy metal toxic stuff, right? And so zeolite is one way of getting that stuff out of your body.
That's right. Yes, it is, because it binds all the electropositive things it finds in your body, whatever they may be. All viruses are electropositive, all heavy metals are electropositive. This thing just simply grabs it, just like a little Pac-Man, like a little sponge.
Right.
It sucks it in and helps transport it through the natural elimination pathway. You pee it out. So with that, you need to take the zeolite constantly. Like, you need to take a few drops of every glass of water you drink for however long you want to use it.
So if you're drinking the 8 glasses of water or 6 glasses of water a day, you'd have a couple of drops every time?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, exactly how we do it.
How does it taste?
You can't tell. It's so little of it. It's just 3 drops. I mean, how would you taste 3 drops of anything in a glass of water?
Well, I don't know. If you put 3 drops of lemon in a glass of water, I think I would taste it.
Okay. Well, I cannot tell.
You can't tell. Well, then I think my
taste buds are aging.
you need some more systemic enzymes to get your taste buds going.
I think so. No, actually, really, the zeolite is tasteless.
And that's what
just
I
like your jokes.
Oh, ouch.
So there.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just being a too much testosterone kind of.
All right. All right, so I think that brings us to a good place to end this particular episode.
I think I've been fired by a Scott whose feelings have been hurt.
No, as long, I have to tell you that between things like Flu Stop and extra enzymes and zeolite, I'm in my early 50s, and I have to say that I really do feel like I'm in my 50s. I really do feel like I'm in my 30s, and people all around are getting sick, and they've got heart disease and cancer and overweight and you name it, and I just feel like I'm in this bubble walking through life with catastrophes all around me, and everything working properly and happy and healthy and no allergies and everything else. And I think, Martin, that you play just a massive role in that between all the knowledge that you share with me on a weekly basis and the amazing products that you and everybody else at Life Enthusiast Co-op searches out. And it's just really, and I have to tell you, if I don't have Zoetine or some of the other excellent products like Iridesa, I really notice it. So, and for my whole life, before I knew you, I would, you know, take my vitamin C and I would take this and I would take that, and I'd take a ton of different things, and you know, if I couldn't tell the difference. And the thing that really amazed me about my relationship with Life Enthusiast Co-op is the fact that I do know, like, if I don't have Iridesa for a couple weeks, I'm dragging and I'm not feeling as chipper, and if I don't have you know, the systemic enzymes coming in, or I'm not putting a little bit of some of the mineral drops in my water or whatever it is, I notice it. Like, it's just amazing, and that, it just blows my mind, because it's not like I've never tried anything and now I'm trying something. I mean, I've tried everything, because I've always, my grandparents lived to 102 and 103, so I'm at the halfway point of my life. And one of my grandparents, not one of the ones who made it to 100, she made it to like 87 or something, but she spent the last 7 years of her life on the third floor of I don't even want to call it a home, it wasn't a home, an institution on the prairies, where she was the best person on the floor in terms of her health, which was not at all good. Everybody else, though, had wires and tubes stuck in their stomachs and stuff. And we would go and visit her for 7 years, and I thought, oh my goodness, I just don't want this to be the quality of life that I have when I hit that age. And so that's been a lot of my motivation for, you know, making sure I'm, you know, exercising and getting rest and all those sort of good things. And throughout that whole process, nothing I took made me feel like, oh wow, or when I stopped taking it, made me feel, ooh, I really don't feel good, except for the products that I get through the Life Enthusiast Co-op. So there you go.
Thank you for the endorsement. You know, it has a lot to do with how the Exula superfoods are made.
Yes.
I don't say it often, but they are made to fanatical standards. You know, like there is like okay, and then there's good, and then there's great, and then there's like no stone left unturned kind of process. And that's where we go with that. You know, like we could buy, and when you look at a product out there, you see, you know, it lists alfalfa, organic. You think, okay, good, organic alfalfa. Well, you know, alfalfa leaf juice from biodynamically treated fields that has been juiced, not, you know, to remove the unneeded and unwanted cellulose, that's been freeze-dried on the spot, fresh, with enzymes preserved. You know, we pay something like $24 a pound for this stuff. You can buy alfalfa hay for $3-4 a pound and grind it up and put it in the product and say, we have organic alfalfa in here.
Right.
So, there is a difference.
There definitely is. And quality, you can skimp on quality if you want, but it's kind of like, you know, getting secondhand tires that don't do a very good job in the winter, and then putting your baby in the back seat. You just think, like, what are you doing, right?
Yeah, where's your priority?
Where's your priority? So appreciate all that you do, Martin, and I know our listeners do too, particularly the ones that give you a call and you give them some amazing advice, and then they find all of a sudden that they're living a vibrant, healthy life as opposed to a miserable one.
That's a fact.
So if somebody else wanted to give you a call and talk to you about some stuff, how could they get a hold of you?
Well, the phone number for the company is 1-866-543-3388. Or if you're calling internationally, it's 775-299-4661. And the website is www.life-enthusiast.com. We're here from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific time.
Awesome. So thank you very much, Martin, for taking time out of your busy day. I know oftentimes the phones just ring off the hook and you have your wonderful wife and the rest of your staff covering for you so you can share this information with me and the rest of the world. And we do appreciate it.
Thank you for the kind words. This is Martin from Life and Disease Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye, everybody. See you next time.